It is 5:54 right now, and we've got Amy from the Office of Emergency Services on the phone right now. So we were just mentioning that the power's not out yet, but many of the traffic signals in Eureka are flashing red. You said you've got information on that, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So that is a Caltrans District 1. They have been setting those traffic signals to flash and setting up barricades with stop signs as well, just in a couple locations here. It's going to be along 4th Street and 5th Street and Broadway in Eureka, as well as along Samoa Boulevard in Arcata. And that's in coordination with the City of Eureka and the City of Arcata getting prepared for those power outages.
Okay, so they're just doing this in advance? Why are they doing it before the power goes down? Do you know?
You know, I think they're just trying to get ahead of having those, you know, at least having some kind of signal on mm-hmm. on the lights as opposed to them going completely black. And with the last power outage, there was a lack of signage along some of those really heavily trafficked corridors. And so I think getting those barricades set up early and getting some of that work done ahead of time, I can only assume is them getting prepared for this imminent outage. So what we want to remind people is to treat every intersection with non-operating traffic signals as a four-way stop. Please drive cautiously and slowly, and in fact, avoid driving at all if possible.
Okay, but for sure, the power is not out yet. It's just this is they're getting this going in advance in anticipation of the power going down.
The power should go out between 7 and 8 p.m. tonight, correct?
Okay. Well, Amy, thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
Thanks so much.
Is there any other information that that we should know that maybe we don't about this impending power outage?
Yeah, absolutely. We have the latest information on the Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services Facebook page. We are also sending out Humboldt alerts. So if you're not clued into those two places, you'll definitely want to do that here soon. You can sign up for Humboldt Alert at humboldtgov.org/alerts. And again, it's Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services on Facebook. We have staff here in the Emergency Operations Center ready to answer any of your questions and respond to comments, questions, and concerns as we are able.
And fingers crossed that you're able actually to log on to any of that once the power is out.
Right. We didn't lose a lot of our internet and cell service last time. This may be different, especially because we are directly impacted by the wind event.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, if you go on and sign up for Humboldt Alerts, those will push through to cell phones when there is pockets of service. It'll mm-hmm. push through to landlines as well as email. So if you have access to those, you'll get those alerts.
Very good. Thank you so much, Amy. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a safe outage.
You too. Thank you. That is Amy over at the Office of Emergency Services giving us the latest information on what's going on and why the traffic lights are already flashing since the power is not out yet. That's good to know. Thank you for getting us up to speed on that. We'll do our best to keep bringing you the information as we can. Again, the latest from PG&E with regard to when the power is going out. 8 o'clock at the earliest. It will likely be later than that for you, but 8 o'clock at the earliest. So we'll see how that goes.